Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, you all. Sorry about that, was detained, but I'm here now. Good Wednesday, boys and girls. How's everything? This is Lowdown Radio, and I'm your host, Skip Caller. Hopefully we have a nice subject tonight that we can elaborate on. So, why don't we get started right now, y'all? Thanks for tuning in. The question tonight, and the show tonight, discussion, topic, do we eat to live or we live to eat? Because for some of us, you know, eating is one of the best things in the world that we can ever do or that we will ever want to do. But at the same time, we have to understand, just like with people, sometimes what's good to us ain't good for us. You know, and then another thing is that what we do eat is supposed to be healthy that we like and we enjoy. So at the same time, when our hunger strikes, you know, we're really hungry so much to a point that it can be really, 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 just to wait 15 minutes later, we'll be hungry again. You know, from a person that was 302 pounds, I really started seeing the value of the things that I like as far as just eating. But then again, sometimes I just don't like to eat to be eaten because it's more to it than that, much more to it than that. I want to be healthy. I want to be healthy when I eat, you know. And it's more to it than just eating because we see it, eating just to be around. Not knowing at the same time, imposing on eat something healthy so you can always be around. That's one of the mainstays. Instead of just processed food, because when I started first doing this, I had a show dedicated to processed food. You know, and it seemed like then, just like now, the only difference to me is that when people use love and take their time and cook to make the food nice, it seems like once after you eat it, you can relax, be comfortable, go to bed, and really enjoy yourself. I mean, it all fits like a suit, just like it was when your mother used to cook, when your father used to barbecue, any of those things. So now, and I didn't know, we don't have that generation anymore where people were dedicated to cook to make sure that their children would be able to grow mentally, mainly, more than just physically, you know, to where, hey, they can think on their toes and not their heels, where they can really, 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 you know, comprehend, understand, and all of the above. Now you got the microwave dinner people. Because a lot of us, I guess I would want to say, the 90s all the way up to now generation are mainly people that just buy things just to throw in the microwave. But yet and still, even if it is, when you eat that stuff, you can have a whole buffet. And then you can eat it and just get your fix on. And 15 minutes later, you'll want some more. But now for the people that still cook and take love and take their time with it, all you have to do is eat one time, a dinner plate. And then after that, you can go and lay down and relax because not only was cooked by love, but it is cooked to make sure that it maintains all your vitamins and minerals, whatever's cooked. You know, the basic courses and greens and everything else. You know, greens, cornbread, stuff like that. Stuff that sticks to your ribs. So like when you were a kid, how you used to eat a good breakfast before you go to school. I ain't talking about cereals and none of that, but I'm talking about the real breakfast to where it sticks to your stomachs, You be up all night and you be alive, or you be up where you can be attentive in class or school. Same thing, but it was cooking with love. It wasn't just cereal, you know, pre-processed pancakes with syrup and snake sausage or patties and dried eggs. It's all made there like it was a Swanson TV dinner. So as I got older, I was trying to figure it out. Why was it such, and why is it still such an emphasis day? An emphasis day as we live, that when we eat, are we considering, are we eating to live, or do we live just to eat? Because this kind of hits near and dear to me at home, because like I said, I was 302 pounds. I got most of that weight was slight gluttony and part because, hey, it's something to do, and that's all I want to do, not considering the ramifications of it. You know, instead of having just nice water with your meals, I would drink pop, and you would think, man, that all of that pop that I drank, I wound up becoming addicted to it, because it seems like this day and age, when you eat to live, all the stuff you eat is just there to get you hooked. I'm not lying, because, you know, the whole taste buds are difference between when you cooking to eat to live and when you cook just live to eat, you know, because that living to eat, basically it's like they have so much preservatives and additives in this food to where their taste buds and everything cannot adjust unless you have that. Because I see society now that, hey, the new drug is sugar. You know, because sugar is used heavily in abundance. And if you don't have your fix of sugar, you get irritable, you get mad, you know, you snap out, you trip. So it's really, really kind of funny, but then again, it's not. Because, you know, if you're going back and forth to the microwave and got all this processed food and stuff like that you're eating, you know, your body don't hunger for nothing more than, you know, have put into you all that time. So then when you do eat to live, it's like a whole different adjustment body-wise, because most of the time, you can tell if someone cooks for you while you're trying to eat to live, you can tell after you eat it how it gets in your body and makes you feel relaxed and comfortable. It's what we call in the ghetto the term niggerosis, to where you just want to sleep. And that comes from a good cooked meal, not no Harold's chicken, a half of the Harold's chicken or none of that. So I brought the subject up tonight to let people be aware and have a concept and an idea of what, not only what they're doing to themselves, but everybody else around you. Because that affects that too, the company and the crowds that you keep. Because if you don't try to eat to live, it really affects your attitude, and it affects it bad. So it's like sometimes we really have to up and consider that instead of just putting stuff in there because we got a heavy taste bud for it, just to be eating it. Because I know some people, they don't even believe in eating 3 times a day. You know, the only main time that they eat is either breakfast and a good dinner. Lunchtime ain't no processed food. They're having nuts. And they're having nuts, fruits, real fruits and vegetables, berries, strawberry, all that. They're not looking for Little Debbie's and all those other things to just, you know, carry you over. But a few minutes later, you're hungry again. So that's something really that I was checking out, because You don't become 302 pounds just by looking at things. You know, I put on my work jacket or coat. I look like a snake inside of it, like a swallow. Now from then to now. I mean, I feel good because I had to save my life to stop, you know, at least 4 days out of the week eating half a Harold's chicken with a 2-liter pop every day. You know, I was on a course of destruction because all my taste buds had got kind of tainted because that's all I was used to. You know, I tell you, I had it down to a schedule, too. Monday night, whether it was football or not, I would go and buy a half Harold's chicken when I get off, and I'm drinking a 2-liter pop whenever I eat my Harold's chicken dinner. I wasn't drinking pop every day. That got to a point where it got kind of wild. So it's just that I found myself doing the same type of things that wasn't good for me at all. And you know that old saying, a lot of stuff is just good to you and ain't good for you. And I fell in that category. That's why it's really, really kind of funny because you don't consciously be aware of what you're doing. I mean, if you don't watch it, your taste buds will kick in like you're still a kid. And as you get older, your body can't take that or adjust to it. So basically, that's where I'm at. Hey, so now I don't have to worry about it. Went from 302 down to 218, and I feel happy and feel alive and feel good. You know, I found a good woman that always cooks. Now you can sit back and just enjoy yourself. That's why a lot of times at work I don't even eat lunch, because I know when I get home, it's going to be just like it was when I grew up with my parents, you know. It's always something cooked, and I mean cooked right. You know, not just throwing it in there, you know. All right, well, just go ahead, suppress your hunger. No, man, you know, we always try to eat it. Something green, pasta if you like, and whether, you know, fried food one day out the week. But other than that, mostly baked, mostly, you know, things like that. So basically that's it. Anyway, and it feels good because once it goes down from a good meal cook, when you're eating to live, your body is just shutting down and feels so good and relaxed. That's why sometimes a lot of us get in trouble at work because it's not that we got drunk and hung out. It's just that when we have
We've been talking for almost 20 minutes.
Hey. And we have, you can tell the beauty behind eating to live is when, like I said before, you can eat something really cooked good with all the necessities of what you're supposed to eat, and your body feeds and hunger for that, but in a pleasure way, not just to suppress your hunger. Like I said, and that's why we have this thing called, I call it nigrosis, because after you eat, you're going to fall out and lay down and just going to be relaxed. You're going to be at peace with yourself. But eating just to be eating, you know, live just to eat, oh, man. You can eat $20 worth of Wendy's and you're still hungry, and then you have a nasty attitude when you can't get no more. So, you know, it's a total difference. That's why it's very important. As we get older, that we have to consider these things. Because, believe it or not, whatever you put in you is going to come out, whether it's bad or good. I ain't talking about the health. I'm talking about more or less mental, because you have to have some type of mental motivation behind just eating now, because if not, everything can turn really, really nasty. But the concept has to be understood. Are you going to eat to live, or are you going to live to eat? And that's where it all comes from. So enough of me running my big mouth, you all. I guess we can go to the phones now and get some of these callers. And I'd like to know how you all feel about the subject of tonight. Are we eating to live or are we living to eat? So I'm going to try my first caller tonight. I want you to call in. So here we go. First caller tonight. Hello, caller. Hello? Hello, caller. You're on the air, Low Down Radio, with your host, Skip. Tonight's subject, are we eating to live or are we just going to eat? Caller, you can tune in. Okay. Well, we'll probably get back to that caller.
Hello?
We'll just try another one for now. Here we go. Here we go. Second caller tonight. Hello, caller. Hello. Hello. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Caller.
Hello.
Hello. Let me
hello.
You're live. You're live. Hello, caller. Yes. Caller. We'll try that call again. I hope that I can get in contact with you all. Let's try it again. Hold on. Hold on.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, hi. How are you doing tonight?
All right, how are you? I'm having another little technical problem
okay.
Because it sounds pretty low. Try
ready?
It like this. So,
your subject tonight is pretty clear what you need to do, and it don't take a genius to figure out if you need to eat to live or live to eat. So which one do you actually think that you need to do?
Well, me myself, after abusing my body for some time and years of my life, I think I need to eat to live because I'm getting old and things are going away. They're not like when I was a kid that can always stick around and be around. You know, I need to eat to live because as I get older, my body develops a different type of metabolism. And I can't sit back and eat the things I used to eat in my 20s because it's more a mental game thing now. It's mostly mental. So I have to find a way to where, because what you put in you comes out, whether it's bad or good, as I said before, and it would help and be in your best interest if you can put things in your body so you can live longer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When you're living to eat, I'm not going to just keep eating Hell's Chicken, Wendy's, things like that and so on and so on, because it's more to it than that. You want to eat and let your body absorb it and feel it, as well as your mind.
Whole thing is, not to cut you out, but I think it's common sense, you know, where people think they know what they need to do. You know, if you're living, you know you got to eat. You know,
well,
that's the only way you can survive, you know.
Well, if you... Okay.
Just hear me out for a minute. You can't live if you don't eat. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that. But it depends on what you put inside of you to eat. You know,
I understand what you're saying. It's regardless of what you're eating. Because a lot of people eat different things. Like, I tried to stop eating pork. I couldn't stop because I got sick, you know. So with that being said, a lot of people is, you know, they not just, well, I'm going to just say me myself, I just don't eat anything. You know, I have to stay away from dairy products. I don't eat chocolates. It's fattening. A lot of pasta is fattening, but I do eat it. So my whole thing is I don't judge what other people eat, because I figure what they eat is their business, but I know what people that have health issues have to watch exactly what they eat, and a lot of them don't care. A lot of them don't care. It's just like a lot of them drink too much pop, you know. A lot of them smoke too many cigarettes. A lot of them smoke too much weed. You know what I'm saying? A lot of them eat too much pork.
Right.
So with that being said, everybody know what they're doing, so they know they have to. You can't live without eating. That's just common sense. You know, I'm not being funny. I'm not being I hope I'm not being disrespectful to you or any of your listeners, but that's just a lot of common sense. You cannot live if you don't eat.
Okay,
you know,
well,
that question is pretty clear.
Okay, but you know what? The thing is about us people, especially in America, human beings, period. We have a choice and a say what we eat. See, that's the killer, because I used to have a saying to my nephew when I used to live with my brother and his wife and his kids, right? You know, and he was a kid then. He was real young. He didn't know no better. You know, and I would always tell him, because when my sister-in-law cooked, she cooked for Army. She can cook pretty good. So one day we were eating, and I said, man, you know, I told my nephew, I called him granddaddy because he had just like my father. I told him, I said, man, where you going? He's about to run outside. And he had at least almost close to 75% of his food still left on his plate. Then I was like, look, man, what you doing? Finish your food. Finish your plate. I say, man, they're starving in China. You know, God bless John Lennon, my hero. And he was literally serious when I said that. And you know what he told me? Oh, man. I said, 2 billion people in China. They're starving. They don't even have enough to eat. He said, well, oh, man, if that's the case there, if it's 2 billion people in China and they're hungry, why don't we just go buy them a bunch of penny candy? And I said, you know what? That was funny, because hearing it from a child is very impressionable. But now that you know better, the choices are up to you. And you know what you're putting inside yourself if you just want to live. Now, if you just out here huckabucking and playing, go ahead. But like I said, the worst feeling in the world is to blow up and then look at yourself in the mirror, always looking like you're angry, eyes red like you done smoked a pound of weed, and always just having a snappy, crackle-and-pop attitude as far as conversations and talking to people. Because like I said, like right now, I'm at peace, with the exception of drinking pop, because as I explained, the new drugs is sugar. But other than that, you know, my body going back to the old transformation of trying to digest and ingest things that's really good for you instead of good to you. And that's why I always take a concentration level and try to understand it. Hey, you know what? We're not kids no more. The worst thing I ever seen in my life, and I'm going to tell y'all this. 2:30 on a Sunday afternoon, I went up in the Popeyes because they had coupon specials. And it freaked me out. After 2 o'clock in the afternoon, these black people, 60 and 70 years old, up there in Popeyes ordering this stuff, man. You know that your body can't take that. You know what I'm saying? But because it tastes good, that's where we're at, even at the church. It's almost like an addiction. And I said to myself, in order for me to get rid of all this weight, you know, things that look good ain't always good for you. So even if it's just having a salad with what you eat, you know, making sure that it's cooked properly with the right seasoning. So when you do eat, you can lay down and really, really, really be relaxed and be comfortable. That's all I want to say. That's why the topic is like it is tonight. Because as you get older, you're going to have to eat to live. You're not just can't nobody get around it. You can't be in your 50s and 60s and still want to eat TV dinners and make that your whole meal for the day. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. So basically that's it. Yeah. And that's for real. So we want to thank you for calling in tonight. And, you know, we're going to...
Okay, that's no problem. I'm going to stay on the line. I'm going to still listen in. I'm not going to hang up. I appreciate you taking my call. You have a good and blessed night. I might be back on the air, but I'm definitely going to keep listening.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, definitely. We appreciate it. Okay, we're going to get on to the next caller real quick. And then we're going to have this hot topic, this conversation about eating to live or living to eat. It sounds so simple and remote, but sometimes, you know, our conscious level on this type of subject matter, we don't really take it serious. And sometimes you really take it for granted, but hey, we don't know. And that's how we are. So we're going to get to the next caller. So here we go. Okay, let's try to get to the next caller. Hold on. I'm looking for the next caller. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what's happening. Here we go again. Technical difficulty, please stand by. Okay. But anyway, as I was saying earlier that, you know, we have a choice in these matters. It's up to us that what we want to do and how we want to eat is very important. So, you know, we got to make those choices for ourselves. And hopefully they can be the right ones because, you know, certain things affect all aspects of our bodies, especially the stuff that we put inside ourselves. Because I tell you something, myself, it's kind of crazy looking back in retrospect now because I couldn't believe that that's what I was doing. I was really punishing. Not only that, I have an attitude sometimes that not only that I was punishing, it seemed like I was really killing myself doing that stuff, you know? So, it's wild. So we're going to the next caller right now. Hello, caller. Hello. Hello. Caller, come in, please. Come in, caller. Hello. Hello. Yeah. I'm listening. Hello. Hello. To everybody else. Hello? Okay. So I guess we don't have it. It's okay. We can still read it. But yeah, like I was saying, basically, that's it. You know, because it's got to be something. When the show, I can get a response out of it. But as of now, the last caller had made me wonder that is that norm how we all really feel about something as simplistic as eat? Because man, you know, don't get me wrong. This is something that when we put a bunch of stuff inside you, you know, it can get to a point where nobody gets used to it and they perish with it. You know, and that's where it was at for me. I can't speak for everybody, though, but, you know, it's to say that everything comes out with a wash. It has to be, when you make those choices, you keep doing repetitions and keep everything over and over. It's almost taking me down. We'll just be realistic. You know, to a point where, hey, you know what? It don't matter. I just want to get my hung on. It's almost like being in an addictive state. Regardless of how it is, those are feel. And I figure that if you really get to live, it's not such an emphasis when you do. You understand where I'm coming from? It seems to me when you just live to eat, it don't matter. You just basically try to get your sick off like a joke. That's why you're unconscious and aware about what you think inside yourself and inside your body. That's why a lot of times it ain't cool to realize that you creep out of bed and you gotta work down that it sucks and you gotta take metformin, insulin, and everything else.
because you had that option and that choice. Now that, you know, it's a fork in the road, a little bit like the fears, like, deal with the headlights on. But at the same time, this is something you go to yourself. That's why, as I explained and I said before, it's very, very important to be conscious about your calories and your food intake, what you put inside. Because I don't say I didn't have people to do it, man. All this type of stuff that they have, they put inside of themselves, and it's reflected in their children. You know, taking sugar in the drinks. You know, all this stuff just because of taste buds. And the taste buds got so used to it to a point, that's all they want. So, how do I know? I know this. When I do it, after I eat, I want to lay down and relax. Don't feel no pain, and just enjoy, just relax. You know, and I mean really eat. Eat to live, not just living to eat. Because I like that little muscle on what was that show we used to watch as a kid? How many cats left? I'm hungry after that little mouse is eating everything up. You know, that ain't the way to get down, man. Not for me anyway. You know, so I know it's a perfect same choice. So I mean, it's cool for everybody else. I can't speak for everybody else. I just know what side of the fence I'm on when it comes to eating. Because it's not about trying to get strength. It's about just trying to just, you know, relaxing your body to get in the state of mind. That's what it's all about. Get out of the center. Because as you get older, you got to observe, you know, not only the things around us, but the things that you're thinking. So basically, that's what it's about. Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Well, I'm still trying to get some callers. Let's try it one more time. Let's try this call. Hello, caller. Come in, caller. Yeah. Well, that's okay. I'm sorry that ain't nobody responded because, you know, to me, I chose this as a nice, beautiful topic tonight that I think people would put it out of the way. Really, really enjoy themselves with this knowledge and this facts because, like I said, you know, this kind of gets close to home. See the transition that not I just made, but I see how everybody else is making that transition. Because it just seems like when things are right, like the right type of food to eat and how you eat, you know, just like when you eat it, it's a little, you shine, it's a glow. When you live it to eat, it's my bad advantage. It's like I said, from the back of your normal book, when you turn to the side, you got a belly on you that looks like Alfred Hitchcock, funny silhouette, you know? And that comes from within, all of them. The attitude is nasty and funky. You look like the eyes are there because your blood is messed up with all that poison, like being smoked a pound of meat. But on the other hand, people look at meat, even a deer look good. You know, their face goes up. I mean, they really, really do. So, I don't know, it's not about the cancer, you know, how you look, it's really how you feel. Because I've known people, man, making that transition with the body, making this like a virtue, living the heat. Their attitudes are nice, you know? I mean, all of your world, you know, all of your world, that's what I fix out. You know, like, hey, that's not what I want to get. I'm going to get there. That ain't a matter of, you know, I can't do it myself, but, you know, the book is in the book. It must be working. That's all I'm saying. And the general day, well, back then, well, the conversation I was saying that she tried to stop eating pork. But I was going to be growing up in my household, That's how we eat. At least 4 days to 5 days out the week, because that's all we can afford. But the way it was cooked by a loving mother, you know, you wouldn't even know. And that mother was so healthy, strong, speak. And we all know that model of just eating and getting, just trying to enjoy what you eat. Not only that, they know how to make the healthy things. But as I said once before, my 20 generation, it's like they're all catered to that one. You know, if you don't want it, you have to natural and organic from that. Because that becomes poison. Let's just be honest with the dog, it's poison. Nobody's adjusting it and going to it. Nobody ain't gonna take it. Well, you want to be asparagus, Brussels sprouts? I like this stuff. Yeah, there you go, Mr. Wolf. I like it. What you eat bananas for? And blueberries and strawberries. We know there's some other artificial flavored juice in the pops to cover it up if you want something sweet. You know, that becomes a goal in the kitchen because you just, it's kind of like, to me, it's like the difference between having fun and being happy. You know? And it started looking more or less like kids have fun, grown people be happy. And that's even how you think as well, because when it comes down to it, now at a certain age, when you eat the right food, it doesn't taste that much. You don't take that much. But on the other hand, when you just eat and you eat, hey man, you get everything, just turn over. To suppress that hunger. So that's the difference between the whole scenario. That you know, you gotta just eat and eat. You know, if you want to eat, be conscious and richer. And as I said, it feels much better to go to sleep off of a good home cooked meal. And still be up all night and can't sleep like you want to because you just forget you got what's that place? They make the tacos now. They make tacos in fast food. Everybody likes it. Everybody likes it. I forgot the name of the place. It's up there around the 5th. My brother used to make me take it out of the town. Or Patillo's. The stuff of that bitch. Things that, hey, you know what? You just need to just make it. Or like my mama said, used to say, you know what? You just eat it because you see it. Nobody ain't talking about that. You got to keep saying around just because you see it. You got to eat it. And it ain't that good, that's all. But because it's just the stress, it's laid back. I mean, most meals and dinners were made available to town. It wasn't nothing like, you know, like a silver guy in the top, just putting stuff out and throwing it out. You know. I can say I'm not going to be a fan of it. Hey, is this MSG, like they're using the Chinese festival, what is the speaking of the flavor that we put into this? I mean, they can make it look like that. They can even have it taste like that. But there's still something missing. That's why, hey, I'm just going to have these things to the back like that. That's my whole focus, concentration, because I'll even be getting things for 40 to 60 pounds of this because, you know, it tastes good. Oh, really? Okay. So, that's the whole scenario. I mean, that's what I'm looking for. And I can sit up there and go back to that idea of everything. I'll never do that again. Because, you know, and I got to a point so bad that I was just eating anything to that I didn't even know. I wound up developing kidney liver damage. Because I was just going to eat any and everything that I seen with me. I was recklessly. That's why I had like a permanent black ring around my eye like I've been into a 10-round fight with somebody. Wasn't no swelling, it was just a discoloration, saying that, hey, in my kidneys, you never just eat, living to eat. So, you know, That's crazy. I have to go home. I just put my face up last year, bro. Because I got 4 IDs and pictures on me. That's what I became a little bit more aware and more conscious about what I'm putting into the song. Because that's not a good fit. It's not a good fit at all. So, that's why you have to consider what you put into it.
Is it really edified? That's my whole thing, because I don't want to be standing up all night because of the stuff I eat. So that's basically my whole thought of the process. Now, I can't think and feel the same for everybody else, but all I ask all of us is to consider what you're putting inside yourself, you know, because eating to live, we have a good concept, and our mental be at a much better level, and it be acute, and we be aware of most of the things that are said in our conversations. But as time goes, when we just living to eat with, yeah, I hear what you're saying, uh-huh, right, and talking fast, like, you know, we just got out of jail, you know, trying to pull a con, but that's the stuff that we put into us this making us act like that. So, you know, there's a lot to be considered, but whatever the consideration is, it has to be a consciously ditched effort in order to make it happen. And that's the bottom line, because if not, okay. You can laugh now and cry later. Serious, because like I explained to you all before in one of my shows, you don't know, man, at all levels, once you turn 40 years old, you're more gullible than a newborn baby, so you can't keep reaching back and doing the things that you used to do when you was younger, because eventually and slowly, the sand is going out the hourglass. And it's not a matter of trying to be around here till you're 100 years old like Jimmy Carter, the ex-president, but it's just a matter of being astute and aware your surroundings and everything, from what you put into and what you get. So that's my whole motivation for this topic tonight, because I sat back in the room and wondered. I was talking to a supervisor of mine earlier today when I was at work, you know. So I had got the hunger bug a little bit. So I ran into this mom and pop store, and I got 2 bags of chips, and I had a pop. And I explained to my supervisor what tonight's topic and show is going to be. And I mean, you know, it was the art of cursing me out without cursing me out, the way he explained it to me. Because he was like, hey, man, you talking about eating to live and living to eat. He said, look what you got right now. Look what you're putting inside of you now. I'm like, what you talking about? You say, that ain't good, that ain't healthy. But just like I've been used to, even at 302 pounds, yeah, man, you know, yeah, I'm just doing this just to put something inside of me, you know, suppress my hunger and my appetite. You say, that's not working for you. You say, you have a choice, you know. You said you have a choice. So, you know, now, what you think this is, you know what I'm saying? And he was right. I mean, I have to get credit when credit is due, because I don't know about you all, I don't make a habit out of so it's like, hey, you know, he was right. But on the other hand, you know, when you're out in the field and you try to just, you know, keep it balanced and keep it together, yeah, you can take that stuff in, but why couldn't I just go on and give me some macadamia nuts or some raisins or have it with me while I'm out here in the field? But no, I just want to get what curbs my little hunger and taste buds at hand. And that wasn't cool, because now I went back into the cycle. That's how crazy it was. So Now, the emphasis is to just consider it. Because I'm going to tell y'all something. I really don't like the fact that, you know, you're doing all this stuff, and then but when it's really time to come down to enjoy what you're eating, man, I mean, you gonna keep putting that stuff in there because you're eating just to live, to where it's gonna be the norm. It's gonna be the norm, and you don't like it, and it's gonna be like chaining an elephant to the pole for 20 years, and once you take the chains off the elephant, you're still gonna be walking around that pole. So it's just a matter of these things now, because we're not kids anymore. So we need to get a clear understanding, you know, and a much, much better view of what we're putting inside of us. Because remember, we got to take that weight and that luggage around. There ain't nobody else. I mean that. For real. You know, but then it'll come out, whether it's in your skin or your pores or whatever. And even in your attitude, that's what's tickled the most, because, man, you know, you see why people mad. You see why little kids get angry if that's all they ate. It was all that stuff that wasn't good for them, man. You know, and then, you know, I hate to sound hypocritical. Some kids don't eat at all. But this is something that we have to contend with. You know, what's good to us and what's good for us. Because I've lived with that, what's good to us. And I'll tell you something, all this got in me was a nasty attitude and a black ring around my eye. So, you know, now, hey, it's the time, because I don't want to be just putting stuff in me just to be having it, because the hunger's calling me more than anything else. You know? And that's for real. Hey, you understand, you all see. You know, I'm not trying to be no teacher or none of that stuff. I'm just trying to be simplistic and real, man. You know, we can't keep walking around here thinking, oh no, I'm doing good, I'm doing fine, but okay. The best feeling in the world, like I said, is when you eat something that's cooked and cooked right. So when you lay down, it's like it's working through all the cells in your body, and you can feel it, man. For real. Like I said, some of us that got that good cooking at home have a problem getting to work on time, because if they sitting in between $1,200 to $2,000 king size bed and they just had a good meal cooked for them, they're not finna get up and go to work on time. Most of the time we don't. So I can understand that. I can get that. But when we just got gluttony on our mind, eating in and everything and snacks in between, we ain't going to want to sleep, because that's what's keeping our adrenaline going, is that stuff there, because that's what it's made to. It's made to keep you wired. So, you know, basically that's it. And I tell all my listeners and everybody else, you know, if you got a chance to make a change, man, it ain't going to hurt. Try. You ain't got to fear that. You really don't. You have to, hey, that'll be one of the best transactions that you ever did, to really, really take care of yourself. And I mean take care of yourself at all levels and all aspects. But I know me. Now that I've gotten down, when I get back to the mainstay of myself, instead of wearing this uniform that I got, because I call them pajamas because I wear them so much. You know, man, start, you know, buying clothes and being comfortable with me buying clothes and letting them fit good and wear them. I'm serious. You know, you ain't got no big gut out, because I got a brother, right? He's more concerned and so wrapped up in his image. If I was 302, he's got to be over 350 and only 5'6", 5'5". And like I told him, you know, like if you all seen 48 Hours when Nick Nolte was telling Eddie Murphy, hey man, it's more than just trying to fake it to make it and cover up because you got on a nice set of threads. You're still lacking something inside, and it'll show. How can you buy a meat jacket and you got belly sticking over there and you don't even drink. You know what I'm saying? You compensate for some of your shortcomings to just dress up and make it look good. So, hey, that's what I'm on. You know, really, I'm basically on that. We can try this last call because we're about to get out of here, you all. So, we can try to see. Hold on, let's try this last call. Hello, caller. Come in, caller. Okay. Hello, caller. Well, I guess we just ain't gonna have any more callers tonight. Because we're about to shut down. But I hope that I entertained you all with the topic tonight. You know, and I'm looking forward to doing more shows because, like I say, this is my therapy. I can't afford a priest nor no psychiatrist. So it's very important to me to get you all input on whatever subject matter it is tonight so it won't be I'm the only one thinking a certain way and feeling a certain way because of lack of knowledge. Because you all helped me and my desires into trying to get it together. So I want to thank you all for calling and helping me get an understanding and shedding some light. You know, because that stuff is really meant to enlighten each other. This ain't no debate. This ain't no tug of war. I'm not acting like I got all the answers in the world. You know, but one thing I do enjoy is the collaboration that we have every Wednesday night. And keep tuning in because, you know, I enjoy doing this. I really do. I have a passion. I always tell myself the show must go on. It must go on, so... You know, I just hope and pray I've reached people because you all have reached me by tuning in and elaborating with me on any subject matter there is. And I hope I do the same in return because it's more to it than just running your mouth. You got to absorb and listen and learn too as well. And that's where I'm at. So basically, you all, we're going to sign off. And until next week, love yourself and love each other. Because all we got is love. It ain't all we need. That's all we got. We need to start exercising it more. So I say until then, I'm out of here, you all. Bye. Until next time, have a good evening. Bye-bye. Okay. Yeah.